Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday night, the 2011 college football season commenced with 14 Division I games, including Wisconsin's 51-17 drubbing of UNLV and Mississippi State's 59-14 romp over Memphis. There must be some better competition ahead, don't you think? For the answer, I turn to Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports. Dan, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you very much. I hope you didn't watch any of those drubbings.
I can say with absolute certainty I did not. Today's marquee matchup would seem to be number 3 Oregon against number 4 LSU. Have I got that right?
That would be it.
Tell me a little bit about those two teams.
Both, obviously, highly ranked, top 5. Very rare that you have a top 5 matchup to start a season. They're playing on a neutral site in Texas, at Jerry Jones' stadium and at Cowboy Stadium. And both obviously have national championship aspirations. So a loss in this game, while not crippling, would certainly not help the cause, particularly for Oregon. LSU plays in the Southeastern Conference. They could presumably come back. Really, the story of this game, though, is sort of the theme of all of college football lately. There's numerous suspensions on both sides. We've had, you know, everything from newfangled controversies, including scouting service scandals, with both teams to old-fashioned bar fight suspensions that you get. It's been going on for 100 years. So both teams are a little bit limited on who they're going to trot out on the field, but they're still two of the best teams in the country.
The aforementioned game has been referred to by some as the Will Liles Bowl. Why is that?
Well, Will Liles is a talent scout out of Houston, Texas. He had a service where schools could hire him, and both Oregon and LSU did, to provide scouting information on high school and junior college players. Will also was a guy who had very close relationships with a number of top players, some of whom ended up at Oregon and LSU. The NCAA is looking into how he conducted his scouting service, whether the schools are really paying Will Liles for the access and influence he had with recruits, more than just the basic information, can this guy play well, heights and weights and things like that.
What are some of the other games that we should be paying attention to today?
Well, there's a number of games that I think will just be interesting. They may not be competitive, but you have a new coach at Ohio State for the first time in a decade, Luke Fickell, who's replacing Jim Tressel, who lost his job over the summer. It's a new coach at Michigan, Brady Hoke. The other real marquee game is Boise State playing the University of Georgia. Both teams in the top 20. They're playing in Atlanta. But I think when you're starting anew with college football, there's also just interest in the new quarterbacks, new coaches, new systems, and kind of a return to normalcy.
Oklahoma and Alabama are ranked 1 and 2, respectively. Have the experts got that about right?
I think it's hard not to put an SEC team in the number one spot, since that league has won the last 5 national championships. So I would say by default, I would have put Alabama number one, or whoever you think is going to win the Southeastern Conference. Both teams return a tremendous defenses. One of the things that's kind of become a dominating threat in college football is how good your defensive line is. These guys that can control the offensive line, rush inexperienced college passers, and control the line of scrimmage defensively against the rushing attack, which is also more important than the NFL, where the skill level is higher. Both these teams have ferocious defensive lines, and so they obviously have great coaches in Bob Stoops and Nick Saban, guys that know how to win a lot of games. So it would surprise nobody in college football if the final game matchup is Alabama and Oklahoma.
You and your Yahoo Sports colleagues broke the story of a gift scandal currently overshadowing the University of Miami, and overshadowing it, maybe putting it much too lightly. This week, the NCAA suspended 8 current Hurricanes players who will also have to pay some restitution. This matter's not going to go away quickly, is it?
No, because really the current players were only limitedly involved with the booster, Nevin Shapiro, who's been in prison for the last 19 months, so obviously would have no access to the players. And the gifts he had given to these current guys are fairly low. I mean, it's a number of suspensions, but most of them for one game or, there's a 4 and a 6. I thought maybe even the suspensions were a little high. But the real issue isn't so much how much he gave to individual players, because often it was free parties, free access to his VIP space at a South Beach nightclub, or trips out on his yacht. it's really the totality of it because there are so many players that he identified. It's not really about what the players took. It's why did the university not police their boosters better and keep an eye on this guy? He was a red flag kind of guy. He is a Ponzi schemer. I should have mentioned why he's in prison. He ran a $930 million Ponzi scheme. It's really a scandal where the focus shouldn't be on what the players took, but what the university took, because they wanted his money just as much as any player did.
Miami, of course, isn't the only program facing sanctions. On Thursday, Ohio State announced the suspension of three players for accepting money. You mentioned earlier the problems at LSU and Oregon and the investigations there. How long is the list of teams that have apparently run afoul of the NCAA?
It's lengthy right now. It's probably at least a dozen deep. And as much as it's a black eye for college sports, I actually think there's something healthy to it because it's created such tension and such friction that NCAA leaders are beginning to take maybe a little bit more of a critical eye at their own rules and saying, maybe we do need to adapt some of these rules. Maybe we need to take care of the players better. Maybe we need to rethink all of the concepts of amateurism. So I think something good can come out of this because really what they've tried to do is jam the square peg of amateurism into the round hole of capitalism. And that just doesn't work. We've had these payoffs stories forever, and the flurry of them kind of shows that nobody has control over college athletics, and maybe it's the system that needs to change. I doubt they will change it as dramatically as I would recommend, but any kind of progress I think would be good for college athletics.
Dan Wetzel covers college football and other games for YahooSports.com. Dan, thanks very much for talking with me.
Thanks, Bill. Always fun.